brotherhood. I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Finally, the American dream is available to minorities. So being from other races or a woman at least, no longer holds you back legally from living your dreams. Finally, the American dream is available to minorities. So being from other races or a woman at least, no longer holds you back legally. The 1920s through the 60s saw the civil rights movement. Bring Americans together to cause a cultural revolution. With dreams to be judged by your character and not your race, religion, gender, or age, or whether you're straight or gay. In most states, voting rights were denied to all women till 1920 and the 19th Amendment. In 1954, Hernandez versus Texas, non-black minorities gained equal rights and protections. Many leaders like Malcolm X and MLK were preachers, speaking in massive protests and marches for freedom. The civil rights and voting rights acts of 64 to 65 in the segregation so we could live a normal life. Many fought it, like Alabama's Governor George Wallace, sending cops to help the local mobs terrorize the marches. Now the blacks could go to white school, the mobs resorted to violence. JFK had to send the National Guard to force compliance, since major companies refused to hire work with minorities, and government agencies discriminated against us legally. They systematically refused to allow us to advance. Affirmative action laws were passed to give minorities a chance. Finally, the American dream's available to minorities. So being from other races or a woman at least, no longer holds you back legally from living your dreams. Finally, the American dream's available to minorities. So being from other races or a woman at least, no longer holds you back legally. Now in no way do I mean to spread hate for white people, as many of our white brothers and sisters know we're all equal. So they work together with our leaders, helping us fight evil. And in return we're beating my police and locals for the treason. Plenty marched with Dr. King, others helped to spread the dreams. Sit-ins, boycotts, protests, or with a speech. Plus many 50s and 60s celebrities like Jane Fonda and Frank Sinatra share their sympathies. And since minorities couldn't vote or run for anything, leaders like Lyndon B. Johnson and the Kennedys passed legislation they will call a great society. Finally, help minorities gain equality, cause progressives have always led the fight against oppression. Working for equality, minority rights, and fair elections. Regardless of our races, we're all God's creations. Let's finally work together, living in peace as one nation. Finally, the American dream's available to minorities. So being from other races or a woman at least, no longer holds you back legally from living your dreams. Finally, the American dream's available to minorities. So being from other races or a woman at least, no longer holds you back legally. Integration, a righteous endeavor to heal our nation, meant to bring together Americans of all races. Of course, conservatives fought it with a massive resistance, but by God's graces, we kept winning through persistence. From the 50s to 70s, major universities, the Division I schools first began allowing minorities. Now think about your favorite teams, think of how your schools would be with no students of other races. This is recent history. In most states, we couldn't love day to stay together till interracial marriage was legalized in 67. The entertainment industry finally started showing minority people got to see our musicians and actors equally. And these policies helped us live as one society. We finally got to vote and run for office and share the American dream. We thought that we had won, now the racism was shunned, but the fight for economic equality had just begun. Finally, the American dream's available to minorities. So being from other races or a woman at least, no longer holds you back legally from living your dreams. Finally, the American dream's available to minorities. So being from other races or a woman at least, no longer holds you back legally from living your dreams.
I'm taking this seriously in that I'm almost remember what happened in the 1960s when, you know, the left wing takes to the streets and somehow the media glorifies them and it ends up shaping policy. We can't allow that to happen.